visitor in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Visitors.
In the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Carter Sampson and Caleb Rose. Carter has been a favorite of mine for some time.
Yeah.
And her last CD was released 11-11-11.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Mockingbird Sing, and it has some great songs on it. And she's a busy young woman.
She is. I think the first time I saw her was at Smoking Barrel, and I was very impressed because I remember coming in the next day and telling you about her, and you already knew about her, of course, and you were really hoping to get her into the studio, but so busy and schedules just wouldn't allow for it. So when she was coming back through the area with a couple of gigs for Artisphere, we thought we would try and catch her while we could.
Now, the conversation we had with her and another song, the first song on her latest CD, will be on Friday's show.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to tell you about her because there's a chance for you to see her.
While she's back this way again.
Exactly. So we'll tell you about the chances to see her. But first, this is Carter Sampson with Caleb Rose inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday.
So this is a song called Good for the Meantime, and it's the title track off the album before Mockingbird Sing, what I like to refer to as my middle child. Good for the Meantime, I recorded it down in Norman, Oklahoma with Travis Linville, and he plays for Hayes Carl now. It's a record I'm really proud of. So you can get it on iTunes, and here we go, Good for the Meantime. So
Cause I will run, you will hide. I'll be gone and then I'll be by your side. But it was so good for the meantime. So good for the meantime. So good for the meantime.
Carter Sampson, along with Caleb Rose, recorded yesterday inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The song is titled Good for the Meantime. You can see her tomorrow night at the Frisco Club in Rogers beginning at 8, and Thursday night at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville at 9. Fellow Oklahoman Joe Mack is on the bill both nights as well. You can learn more about Carter at her web home, CarterSampson.net. And you'll be able to hear another song recorded in the Furman Garner Performance Studio and a conversation Antoinette and I had with her on Friday's edition of Ozarks at Large at noon and 7.